Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let's spend in a short time before God through Turning Point as you wake up every day. Be your way of life. After listening to Turning Point, pray more on your own. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, which is praying in tongue, do so. If not, pray in your understanding. Prophesy over your day, then read and study the Word of God through the prayer booklet that I also author. Read the relevant pages and pray the relevant prayers. Whichever country you are, you can subscribe for it online. It is published monthly and authored by me. You can do a yearly or monthly subscription. Send a chat or an SMS to Demi on +234805100510. Do so now. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 10th in January, 2024. Open your hand to receive the day's prayers and be responding with Amen, I receive it. Hold or raise your 2024 goals and expectations list up as I pray. Everything you wrote on this list shall become fulfilled. God will give you answer. You will carry your evidence. Who is this? You lost some opportunities last year or some years before. New and bigger opportunities will come your way early this year. Listeners, do this if you can. Wipe your face with your right hand twice and prophesy. God will open your eyes to see your hidden riches. You will see your ram in the thicket. No one will say no to you in all your requests this year. God shall fight your battles, visit vengeance on your adversaries. Be they spiritual or human agents. I proclaim vengeance on everyone and everything that is not giving you peace. 2 days ago, I asked us to reposition and change some 7 things around where we live and work as a faith action for the change we desire this year. I have done mine. For instance, I changed the calendar I hung on the wall on the right-hand side to the left-hand side of the wall. I changed my towel. I changed my tea mug. Things that I will see daily and remember to prophesy the change. Do the same. Yesterday, I heard that we list out 7 major changes we desire for God to do for us this year, either for ourselves or our children. Major issues like change in your status, in your location, relocation, job, your car, your house, etc. 7 major ones. And I ask you to send it as a prayer request in form of a mail to our mailbox at memo@turningpointtoday.com. If you couldn't get the link or it's not going, send an SMS or chat with +234809-789-4000 and simply send me the correct mail address to send my memo to the prayer altar. Do so. We will put it in the envelope for you, put it on our global prayer altar and be praying for it daily till your testimonies come. Now, the third leg of this faith action, and this is not for everyone, it's for those who have the faith to believe and can do it. Put a battle seat behind it to back up these prayers. We don't buy God's miracles, neither do we pay for his blessings. Whatever we receive from God is by his grace and mercy, but special sacrifice, painful sacrifice, provoke heaven. Without understanding, we are 7 change of physical things around you, and then 7 major prayer requests of what you want God to change for you, put on the altar. Now, put 70,000 naira, 7,000 naira, or even 700, depending on how desperate you need that change and what you can afford, your pocket, honestly from your heart, all in diaspora, $700, 700 pounds, 700 euro, 700 Canadian dollar, or whatever, or even 70, if that is what you have faith to do and your capacity to do now. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. Don't just pray and leave it to prayer, as we have learned on this platform. Back it up with sacrificial seed. Again, like I said, it is for those who have faith in it, will not argue, and will not be murmuring about it. Do so today or within the next 7 days. Again, I prophesy, God that honored King Solomon's sacrifice We honor this, your faith sacrifice. All of us shall see terrific changes in our desires this year. All say amen. Yes, you shall have 7 major testimonies very soon. If you can't back it up with the seed, please don't be pained. Don't feel bad. God will answer, will still answer your prayers. We don't buy or pay for his miracles, as I have explained. Do as led of God. Today, you shall encounter a major divine intervention, all listeners. January 10th celebrant, your birthday prayers, open your hands. Be blessed. Be divinely covered. You will live long. You will live well. You will live fulfilled in Jesus' name. First issue for discussion today. Good day, TPGF. Daddy, please, I need your counsel on renewing my international passport. It concerns my surname. The name of my passport is that of my husband, but we have separated for over 4 years now. Can I go ahead and use my father's name? He refused to file for a divorce. What should I do, Dad? Wow. Please talk to an immigration lawyer. They know what to do in this kind of situations. And if there are such professionals and lawyers and people who knows what to do, please send your advice to our member. Offer it. Send it within 24 hours to +234809-789-4000. Others will also learn from it. Thank you in advance. Next, good morning, Daddy, in the Lord. I got married to a married man when I was just 17 years old without understanding biblical position about marriage. Now that my eyes are opened, I am trying to live the marriage in a biblical way. We have 3 children together. Will it be good to do so, sir? Wow, this is a real life question. Living the marriage is one thing. The faith and the lives of your 3 children are also very critical. Do all you can to get the father of your children to understand, accept, and agree and cooperate. Then agree on how the children will be catered for, how they will be nurtured and trained to have their own lives. Very important. And you did not tell us the ages of these children. So you need wisdom, you need patience, you need prayers, you need God's help. I believe God will give them all to you in Jesus' name. Next, good day and happy new year, Daddy. Please, sir, there is this thing called defray in civil service. Can a Christian be involved in it? Wow, defray? I've not been a civil servant before, so I'm hearing that word for the first time. Please, civil servant in the house, what is defray? Enlighten us and also give the advice. Can a Christian do it? Please help us to do so in 24 hours. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, what does a sacrificial seed indicate or work for? I know about battle seed, I know about tithe and thanksgiving seed, but do not know what sacrificial seed does. Wow, thank you for asking, especially on a day like this when I spoke about special seed to back up are the 7 changes we desired. Sacrificial seed, just as it sounds, as it is called, is making a sacrifice. Sacrifice means pain. No sacrifice without pain. And we always say, until it is painful, it will not be gainful. God made a sacrifice. He gave us his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Very painful. Jesus made a sacrifice. He sacrificed his life. Very painful. Solomon made a sacrifice. He slaughtered 1,000 bullocks in Gibeon. Very painful. Psalm 50 verse 5 says, gather together my saints to me that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Covenant with God by sacrifice. You see that? Be sacrificed. By sacrifice, I mean pain. Read Psalm 20 verses 1 to 3 as well. It says, may God remember you by your burnt sacrifice. All of us that we sow the seed of 70,000, 7,000, 700, 700 pounds and dollars and the rest of it, as I have enlightened them, what we are doing is that we are making sacrifice. Very painful, not easy, but we have chosen to do it. Out of sacrifice comes divine intervention beyond human explanation. God always calls for sacrifice. Each time he wants to enter a covenant with people, he called for it. He called for Cain and Abel to make sacrifice. You remember in Genesis, Abel passed and Cain failed. May we not fail in our own time, in Jesus' name. Next, good morning, Dad. I have to take my prescribed medicine every morning, and I wish to participate in the ongoing fasting. How do I do that, sir? Thank you. Wow, I think I have answered this a few days ago. Do partial fasting. Take a little food to be able to take your drug. When by God's grace and power, you are fully healed, you will now resume your full fasting. And for understanding of partial fast, read Daniel chapter 10, verses 1 to 3. He said, I ate no pleasant meal, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth for 21 days. Maybe next year, we will try Daniel 21-day fasting. All right, no meat, no fish, no solid, no milk, no pepper, no oil, no salt, no noodle. For 21 days, only vegetables, fruits, and water. Partial fasting. Daniel kind of fast. Do you mind it? Please let me know. We shall build more on this tomorrow. Rebroadcast to all on your contact. Today is the prayer mountain in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual, at Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Be there. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain service in Ikeja, Lagos. Two services we hold as usual in Ikeja, Lagos tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Prayer focus this week is feet anointing service. Psalm 37 verse 23, he said the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. Deuteronomy 33 verse 24, let Asher dip his foot in oil. Come and let us dip your foot in oil tomorrow. These two prayer mountain services we hold simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Akure, Oshogbo, Port Harcourt, Anuyo. Please be there. Pay your tithe, sow your seed, including the 700, the 70,000, and all the 7 that we said today to back up the 7 desire changes we desire. If you need the commission's account to do so, please send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. I prophesy to everybody's life today, go and do well. As you obey God, heaven will open for you. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. TPGF, truly blessed.